Drawing room over here.
Oh, hey, come on in. Shrek, Trolls, Kung Fu Panda, all of those animation superstars are in Australia from today, but not in real life. They're part of a special DreamWorks exhibition at the National Museum of Australia in Canberra. The exhibition is doing a global tour showcasing everything you've ever wanted to know about making an animation, from concept to the completed product. Marek Kohout is supervising animator at DreamWorks. He's worked on all of those animations and more, and he's my guest in the drawing room. Marek, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So, were you a doodler at school, like always drawing? Is that the kind of thing I can imagine about you during your primary school years?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I was a pretty, as my mum would say, I was my own best mate. I could entertain myself for quite a long time with a piece of paper and a pencil, or just, you know, action toys or something. So yeah, I was away with the fairies half the time.
My favourite type of child, amusing yourself. So
yes.
How did you become an animator?
Actually, it's a bit of a long journey. I grew up in Mount Isa, way out there in the bush of central Queensland, and loved movies. I used to go to the movie theatre when I was a kid. Mum and Dad would go do their shopping and they'd leave me at the movies and saw some amazing stuff. And that's where I think my fascination with the movies started. When I was older and getting ready to finish up school, I came across a magazine article on how they made the behind the scenes of Star Wars, and that was such a huge thing for me, and I just realized that's what I wanted to do. And the closest thing I could find to that, I mean, it's a long way from growing up in Mount Isa and then moving to Brisbane, it was a long way to Hollywood. So I ended up doing an animation course at the Queensland College of Art. Halfway through my college, I got recruited by Disney TV in Sydney. Worked there for 6 years as an animator, and then made the jump to America. Got to work at Fox Animation working on Anastasia, and then to DreamWorks. And I've been there since 98, so a good few years.
So kind of a long journey, but also a kind of natural one. Did you know that you'd end up in Hollywood?
No. I just knew I liked films and wanted to be a part of it, and didn't really know how to be a part of it, and animation seemed to be where I best fit.
You must have entered the industry just as it was starting to take off, right?
Yeah, I started out in the 2D days. So I started out when it was all drawn. Disney TV and DreamWorks, I was 2D at DreamWorks, worked on El Dorado and Spirit and Sinbad, and then made the jump into 3D on Shrek 2. So that was yeah, that was great, and been sort of working in the 3D environment ever since.
Tell me about working on those big animations. I mean, it's kind of a huge project. How do you fit into a broader team?
Look, there's a lot of people that go into making one of these big films. You know, everyone from the directors, the story writers, the script writers. Then you've got the art department who come up with the worlds and the visions, and I'm responsible for the movement. So my job is to make those characters that you watch, that you believe that they are there, and that you empathize and love to watch them. So that's my job, is the motion. And then there's a whole group of people who sort of tie it all together, light it, put effects in it, and put it on the screen. So I'm a part of a much larger family.
So talk to me about the character that you've made move, as is the language you're using, that you've most loved.
Look, I've loved them all, but I have to say that I enjoy Poe.
How did I get here, Dad? Where did I come from? Actually, you came from this. It was just another day at the restaurant. Time to make the noodles. I went out to the back where my vegetables had just been delivered. There were cabbages, turnips, radishes. Only there were no radishes. Just a very hungry baby panda. There was no note. Of course, you could have eaten it. I waited for someone to come looking for you, but no one did.
Poe is such a fun character. You know, he's that sort of has that childlike quality.
Tell our listeners who might not know who Poe is, where Poe is from.
Poe from Kung Fu Panda. He's the Kung Fu Panda.
I know, of course. I've got young children. I'm all over Poe. But for those who may have missed Poe.
Who are you?
Buddy, I am the Dragon Warrior.
You? Him? He's a panda. You're a panda. What are you going to do, big guy? Sit on me?
Don't tempt me.
And, you know, I just love he's innocent and he's like a kid in this world and he's a panda and he does kung fu. So who doesn't love that?
How's the job changed? Because, of course, digital technology is changing like so rapidly. Within a day, you're kind of outdated. What did you have to do to make sure that you were at the kind of, you know, at the edge of this, at the top of this?
Yeah, well, the technology changes, yeah, like you said, all the time. In fact, the tools that we have now are far superior to the tools we had before. And I think things like the latest Dragons movie, I don't know if you'd be able to make that 10 years before. Just the software and the, you know, the tools that we had would have sort of really limited you. I mean, when you work on something like Dragons 3 that has massive characters, huge worlds, you know, it's just an amazing scope to that story that, without the sort of advances in technology, we mightn't have been able to make it.
If you're just tuning in, this is The Drawing Room. Patricia Carvelis with you. Marek Kohaus is my guest. He's a supervising animator at DreamWorks, and he's part of this big exhibition, DreamWorks exhibition at the National Museum of Australia, which is in Canberra. So you've seen all these changes. Do you think it's made animation better? I know it's a controversial question, but I often just think, does this look better? I mean, you know, it's kind of, what's changing about what our experience as an audience member?
I think you're the scope of the stories. I mean, we're just able to make bigger movies these days. But I don't think it changes the underlying story. I think the technology allows us to sort of iterate a bit more and explore a bit more. And maybe rather than doing the first thing that you think works, you have time to explore and make better. So I think the movies are richer for it.
Yeah, and they're also sort of multi-layered as well. There's no doubt that movies like this have always had an appeal for adults, but I feel like this kind of duality that the kid audience but also the adult audience, because I go to these films with my children and I feel like half the jokes are made for me. Am I right?
Yes. I mean, look, I think what really is important is just the story. If it's a good story, I don't think it matters whether you're young or old. So I think that's what we all strive for, is to make a good story. Yeah, our medium is mainly for the younger audience. You know, animation traditionally has, but I really don't think it means that it's not for adults. And you're right, we do cater for everyone.
You talked about how, you know, you started in Mount Isa and the idea of even getting into this industry seemed more kind of difficult, really, but also how do you end up in Hollywood? Is it easier now to have a career in animation, do you think, than it used to be? Is it sort of a more viable or visible career option?
Yeah, I think it is, absolutely. I mean, there are a lot of online schools to learn how to animate, which didn't obviously exist in my day. And just the internet itself, I mean, if you really want to do anything, I always joke with my wife that if you wanted to be a brain surgeon, I think if you watched enough YouTube clips, you'd probably work out how to do it. There's just a wealth
of
information.
You're not working on my brain surgery, buddy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but it everything's out there. So I think, you know, if you really wanted to make this your career, I think there's a lot of amazing opportunities. And in where I work at DreamWorks, there's a lot of Australians working there. So, you know.
That's really interesting. What do you mean a lot of Australians? Walk me through that. Like, you hear quite a few Australian accents in the office.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I work with Mike Amos. He's an Australian. There's like a lot of Australians who work in different departments. Obviously, it's not the majority, but it's, you know, talent finds its way. So I think there's a lot of opportunities for Australians if they wanted to get into this field.
Is it a tough industry to be in? I mean, in terms of employment opportunities, are there many?
Yeah, there are. Now, obviously, there's a handful of, you know, studios like, you know, DreamWorks, Pixar, and Blue Sky, and Disney that are the still hold a large crew together. But there are a lot of really talented studios. There's a lot of talented studios here in Australia, and you know, you don't necessarily have to go to Hollywood. That's where I've ended up, and that's where, you know, some of the big movies are made. But I think there's opportunities all around.
Now, take me through this exhibition. What can visitors expect to see in this exhibition?
It's amazing. Having worked on these films, you know, it sort of spans about, I've been there 21 years. So when I'm looking at the exhibit, I see a lot of movies I've worked on. But even I'm sort of blown away by some of the art, some of the things they have there. So they basically walk you through what it takes to make one of these movies, all the way from storyboards. They've got this lovely storyboard wall that shows kind of how they pitch stories at work. They've got maquettes that we use to sort of visualize, you know, a lot of stuff is drawn and sort of designed in the computer. And then they've got a whole section of maquettes that are the sort of 3D models of the characters. So you can look at them and see if they'll work, you know, in a 3D space. And there's a fantastic ride experience at the end, and massive amounts of artwork and interactive video walls and things that sort of really show you, make you feel a part of making one of these films.
Tell me about the ride. What's going on there?
There's an experience at the end, which I think you'd have to see. It's a large format screen that you sit in, and you feel like you get to experience what it's like to fly on the back of a dragon. And it takes you through the sort of from storyboard all the way to the final product. And then you ride in this magical ride on the back of Toothless.
Wow. Okay. I'm definitely booking a trip to Canberra. Have you traveled with this exhibition? Is it touring the world? I mean, is it going to other places as well?
It has. It's been touring the world. It's been, I think it's been through Singapore. I know it was just in Brazil, and now it's back in Australia. And no, I haven't traveled before. This is the first time I've come and seen the exhibit and been part of it.
So what's your advice then to aspiring animators or people who want to work in this industry? I think, you know, your story coming from Mount Isa and ending up in Hollywood is probably pretty inspiring in and of itself.
Look, if you really want to, you will. Like I said, just hit. There's so many resources online. There's so many schools online, and that's where you sort of get to sort of network and meet people and be a part of a big community. And that's where, you know, if you really want to get into it, that's where you find your way in, is through that big network of people that you get to meet, whether it's in person or virtually.
And do you have to end up in Hollywood? Are there opportunities for people who are good at this stuff to have a really big career in Australia?
Oh, absolutely. Geez, Australia, the Australian film industry and the Australian animation industry is booming. So, no, you don't have to end up in Hollywood.
Okay, because not everyone wants to end up in Hollywood. It's pretty good here, you know. I like it here.
Marek,
thanks for
here.
Coming on.
Thank you.
Marek Kohausch is supervising animator at DreamWorks Animation, and he's been my guest in the drawing room tonight. If you want to see the exhibition, you can at the National Museum in Canberra. It's on until the 2nd of February 2020.